And you know something about Tom is he does contact my pod god, you know, Big Fatty. Yes, my pod god. And you know who else contacted us this week?
Who?
My pod god, Big Fatty.
Oh, did he really?
Through email?
I did see that.
Yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, yes, my pod god.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1643 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 13th of May 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me show, y'all, I've got a list. Yes, Kitty! Hello, horrifiers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are horror. You are horrifiers today because y'all, we're having an emergency horror meeting. as soon as I finish recording this little show, y'all, I'm heading over and we're going to have an emergency meeting because y'all, quite frankly, I think the horror club is about to give up the ghost. Now, I may be mistaken, but we may just be hanging up, taking down the shingle. Big Fatty! But I don't know. Maybe I'm just jumping to conclusions. But y'all, the horror group is not doing well right now. So we'll see how it all plays out, and I'll give you a full report on the hump day. A little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I received an e-letter on Monday morning, y'all, from today's person who's celebrating the exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, they were not on Big Fatty's calendar, y'all. And you know, the assistant is all but vanished. All but vanished, y'all. So, y'all, this is a prime example of if you've got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up, like for instance, this coming Saturday is that Kim Beaver. And by the way, that's kind of like Foster Brooks' mark. Not vomiting sound, but anyway. But y'all, it's a clear indication that you're gonna have to keep Big Fatty shit. Big Fatty, that's impossible. But y'all, today the 13th, y'all, he is up there in the Washington D.C. area. Y'all, he loves the NCAA basketball tournament. Y'all, it is none other than the mean Keen Eric. Up there in the Washington, D.C. Big Fatty, I think it's lovely. And, Eric, I just hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I hope his cake is in the shape of a big monument. Happy birthday. Gussie, y'all, I realized that on yesterday's little show, I said I was going to tell you about some changes that I made to my Florida trip, and y'all, then I forgot to do it. Big Fatty, we've come to expect it from you. But y'all, you know, the plan, and y'all, we're just about 3 weeks away from it. it was that Big Fatty was going to get in his in the Ford Escape after work on the 4th of June, and I was going to drive down to Orlando, and I was going to stay at an adult establishment where gentlemen gather. And spend the night there, then get up the next morning and pick up Dr. Stone at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And and then we were going to go check in over at the Disney World. Everything in between was going to be the same. Then after Disney, we were going to go do our Universal experience and all. And then we were going to drive down to Fort Lauderdale and stay there for 3 nights. And then on that Sunday, the 15th, Big Fatty was going to get in the Ford Escape and drive back to Charleston. Now, y'all, that's a 10 or 11-mile drive. And, y'all, I was not looking forward to that at all. Not looking forward to it at all. And, in fact, I just about resigned myself to the fact that that I probably should stop, about halfway somewhere and spend the night and then come on back, finish it up that Monday. And I had put in for leave for that Monday and everything. Well, y'all, when Big Fatty went up to Minneapolis for his most recent trip, y'all, you know, I voluntarily bumped on that flight. And y'all, I got a $200 coupon. And y'all, it was set to expire in mid-July, so I couldn't use it for the lost wages trip. And I began to think, I said, well, let me just look and see what it would cost for Big Fatty to fly into Orlando and then get a return flight from Fort Lauderdale back to Charleston. And y'all, I looked, and it was about $430, something like that. And so I said, well, with the $200 coupon, you know, that could be okay. And then I started looking at the price for renting a car renting it in Orlando and returning it in a different city. And y'all, it was about $500 for that. And I said, no, 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 I will not do that. And so I said, well, I wonder what would happen if I did my round trip on the airplane to Fort Lauderdale. And y'all, it was a little bit more. It was $480. And but the car was $200 less. And I thought, well, let me figure this up here. If the car was like $308 and the plane ticket was $480, I said, well, that's $788, but I've got a $200 coupon, so that brings it down to $588. Now, if I had driven the Ford Escape, I would have needed to put in about $200 worth of gasoline driving from Charleston down to Orlando and from Fort Lauderdale back to Charleston. You know that Dr. Stone and I are going to share the expenses once he arrives. So that would be on me to get down to Orlando and to get from Fort Lauderdale back. So that's another $200. So I took that off, and that brought it down to $388. And I figured, well, you know, if I drove back and I stayed in a hotel, that's probably going to cost me anywhere from $60 to $90. So that's basically the $88 that's left. So y'all, basically, the plane ticket is I was going to be paying all of that anyway. So really, all I'm doing is paying to rent the car. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to fly in to Fort Lauderdale. I get in about 8:30 p.m. in the evening, and by the time I get the car get my valise into the boot, as they say, get me a bite of supper to eat. I'll probably go over to the Lester's Diner, because you know that's Big Fatty likes to go to the Lester's Diner, and you know, I've gotten Stevie B and Denny. I acquainted them with the Lester's Diner, and get me something to eat there. And y'all, I thought I might go by the Ramrod. Y'all, have you ever been to the Ramrod in Fort Lauderdale? I thought I'd go by there and maybe have a couple of cocktails. And then y'all, there's a much nicer establishment where gentlemen callers gather in Fort Lauderdale than the one in Orlando. So y'all, I thought, well, I'll just go and I'll check in about 11 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it's an eight hour pass that you get there, and then I could entertain some gentlemen callers and get a few winks, catch a few winks, y'all, then I'd get up in the morning on Thursday, and I would get me some brofkas, and then I would get on the 95 and drive up to Orlando. And y'all, it's about a three hour and 30 minute drive. So y'all, if I left by 8 a.m. in the morning, Dr. Stone's, I believe his flight is due in right at 11 o'clock, or just right around 11 o'clock. And by the time gets to the luggage carousel and claims his valise, y'all, I'll probably be sitting in the cell phone parking waiting on him. And so then I'll just pick him up and we'll head on over there to the Disney. We'll do that. We'll then do our stay at the Universal. Then we'll drive down there to the Fort Lauderdale and spend that weekend. And then Dr. Stone was going to fly out on that Sunday the 15th. I think he's leaving like 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, he was going to have to hire a car and get to the Aeropuerto. But Big Fatty got a flight out around 11:30 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, it'll work out nicely that we can both go to the Aeropuerto that morning, and it'll save him some duckies on that. And y'all, and then Big Fatty will be home by 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and it'll be lovely. It'll just be lovely. And y'all, I am so excited. I am so excited about that. And y'all, the last thing I want to tell you about the trip is, y'all, in the mail today, Dr. Stone and I, we got our magic bands. And y'all, this is a new thing that Disney has started. I don't know when they started it, but this is new to Big Fatty. And y'all, it's like a rubber wristband. And it's your room key, and it is your ticket to get into the different parks, and it's your fast pass and everything. It's right there on your wrist. And you can buy things in the different parks, or buy your a Coca-Cola or something like that, and just put your wristband up to the to the reader, and y'all, it charges it right to your room, and it is just, yes. So y'all, those came today, and y'all, they print your name. They print your name on the back of them. But y'all, evidently, the name Big Fatty is it's vulgar. It's just vulgar. Y'all, they did not print that on there, so mine's blank. But on the back of Dr. Stone's, it says Dr. Stone, Big Freddy. That's lovely. And we got the red ones because that will indicate the homosexuals. Yes, Big Freddy. So anyway, so y'all, that's kind of where the trip is, y'all. That also over there at the Universal Studios, y'all, they're opening up a new part of the park. Called the Diagon Alley, and y'all, this is something to do with that Larry Potter, and y'all, they're starting today, Tuesday the 13th through Sunday the 18th. That Al Roker, you know, he used to be that big fat Al Roker. Now y'all, he's a mere shadow of himself, Big Fatty. He's going to be giving out clues on some sort of sweepstakes or something, and they're going to give away 25 trips. But y'all, they say that this Diagon Alley is going to be in the sneak preview stages when Dr. Stone and I are there, and we're going to keep our eyes peeled to see if we can get a first look. It's supposed to open like the week after we're there, or the last week in June or something like that. But that'll be exciting. Yes, Big Freddy, it just sounds lovely. So that's the update on the trip. And the last thing I want to say about the trip is, if you're planning to come to the Vodka Fest, I think it would be a nice gesture if everybody who came brought a little snickersnack that is popular wherever they live. Big Fatty's going to be bringing some also. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got the nicest little e-letter from DJ Ron. And y'all, he lives down there in the St. Petersburg. Big Fatty, that's St. Petersburg. Oh, okay, St. Pete Beach, actually. And he says, Herbert Werner, thanks for bringing back a fond memory. And y'all, this was in response to, you know, last week when Big Fatty played the Hello Charleston songs. This is in response to that. And y'all, he says, except mine was this. And y'all, he sent me a link, and his was Hello Indiana, Channel 13 loves you, or something like that. But y'all, that's just lovely. And DJ Ron, have you written to Big Fatty before? I can't, you know, poor Big Fatty, he can't remember jack shit anymore. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, Big Fatty can't. Big Fatty. But I want to say that you have, but it's been a while since I've heard from you. And if not, thanks for de-lurking for a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I've still got several things here on my list that we'll address, but I'm off to the horror meeting, and I really don't know how this is going to come out. I fear the worst, but we will see how it all goes. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there from the It's All About Med little show, and Mark, I guess I should say, Ed, is there anything you'd like to say to Big Fatty? Huh?
Yes. My pod god.
Big Fatty, that's the music that plays when you just barely make it to the toilet.
Leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.